Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino. Tuesday, June 18, 2024. I'm trying to get my act together. I got so much stuff. I got three pages of scribble notes of stuff that I want to cover with you and a whole bunch of things here. Let's start off with something that's not going to shock anybody here. A new record high for this market, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. It's not going to stop. People, believe me, you all here. Let me just tell you something. I get hundreds of emails every day. Hey, Greg, did you see this? Hey, Greg, have you heard this? And I understand, believe me, that there are some people out here with some big lofty names and a lot of followers that continue every single day to talk about a crash that never happens. It's going to happen, but it's not going to happen until, look, after the presidential selection, I'm going to tell you right here and right now, as I've been saying, a whole new set of rules are going to start to play out. We're already seeing the build up to this. But for now, the illusion of the market is going to be maintained. Let's talk about that a little bit. This is the MMRI, people, and I can't tell you what a valuable tool this is for those of you that have an understanding of what's happening. We topped out here, end of April. This number was 309. Risk was in a red zone, an extreme level. Do you have any idea, for those of you that maybe don't understand, what it would take to drop this risk number from 309 just a couple of months ago to where we are now? We're talking about debt buying on a scale that is frankly astronomical. This mechanism here is the reason why the market is going up and why the market won't crash until we see. Look, let's back up again just a little bit, put a perspective on what's going on. Let's step far back, okay, and try to understand what's happening and why. You and I, some of you have been with me for a very long time, over a decade. Some of you have been with me. Since that time, we have been putting this together, where we're going, why things are happening, why we are taking the action we are taking now, that is, understanding the hyper ballooning debt, the deficits, who's making up the difference here? People, it's the central banks. You can't run these debts and deficits like we are. I showed you a chart recently of economic activity with regard to debt and how we're hyper ballooning way beyond the scope of what we're producing here or making with regard to tax receipts. So somebody's filling in that hole. You know who it is? In this case, it's the Fed, but it's central banks around the world who are hyperinflating the debt, bringing us all to a climax, a moment in time where there's no words for what we have. The hyper bubble in debt here is being fueled more so than we've ever seen. As a matter of fact, I was on an interview earlier with Liberty and Finance, and we were talking about the situation here. If you were to look at global debt as a whole, the pace at which it is moving higher, we've never seen anything like this before. We've gone literally parabolic here. That should tell you something, that in order to keep the system afloat in its current form, the debt must be expanded on, now exponentially squared. Because I've been telling all of you forever that the debt can never remain static. The nature of the beast here is that the debt must expand, and it must expand exponentially just to maintain this environment, this illusion that is not real. The real threat here, or to humanity as a whole, and there are multiple threats here. People out here telling you who to hate, why you have to hate them. Let me say something real quick before we move forward. If you hear from a politician or anyone that has the public eye, Tyler knows what I'm about to say is super important here. Thank you, buddy. When you have a politician, maybe someone running for office or someone in office or whatever it might be, telling you that you need to hate a certain group of people, for whatever reason, you understand, first of all, this is not, this is ungodly if you believe in that thing. God wants us to unite, wants us to come together. I think that's pretty much the message we've been told throughout history. And we, when we don't follow the rules, okay, let me say something else. Governments around the world, this is all illegal, okay? But government and politics has become the new religion. Okay, and this has led to the downfall of societies, going back as far as you want to go here. Man gods have replaced the real God here. Some people have actually reached out to me and said, Greg, if Trump doesn't win or if Trump is not selected, well, it's over because he's our only hope. This is a religion. This is how it has become. Really, people, some of you, I hope that's not you, believe that a certain person, whether it's Biden or Trump or some other freak out of left field, is our only hope. We have only one hope. And I think we all should understand that here. And it ain't no man. It ain't someone telling you who to hate and why. Okay, that's a deception. That's a distraction. If you've fallen through that trap door, climb out. Climb out of it, okay? As long as they can tell you who to hate, we will see more war, more pain, more death, more reasons to expand war and kill our fellow man. You think this is what we really want to do? Honestly, is this what God wants from all of us? I don't think so. Jeffrey knows what I'm saying here. Thank you. I really appreciate that. But anyway, look, what we're witnessing here is something that, again, is no one talks about. I started talking about the parallel here between global debt and the world population many, many years ago. They've risen in tandem. The bubble in debt is going to burst. It's going to burst by design. The fact that we're seeing what we're witnessing, when you have a person like Janet Yellen coming out telling you that the debt is sustainable, we understand that this is going to get much worse here. In order to keep the population going, they have to fuel the debt. They've created a population boom to create servants, to create slaves to their system, people who are going to participate in buying products here. So the debt and the population have risen in tandem beyond anything that's sustainable. It's going to burst at one point. Debt burst, population will die off. A massive loss of death. Thank you, Keith. I appreciate that. Yeah. And that's, you know, we're going to see more stuff like this. They're not done by any means here, by any means. And I expect that we're going to see more of that, especially after the selection here. And I was just, you know, I have so much stuff, like I was saying, to talk about with you. You know, look, we just found out today. Okay, let me put a perspective on this for you. We just found out today the market closed, S&P 500 and NASDAQ record highs. Meanwhile, retail sales and consumer spending is falling off of a cliff. The consumer is maxed out. You understand? They can't cope. The economy is in free fall. But someone out here is buying a hell of a lot of debt. And that's enough to open up that doorway that you and I have been speaking about for 10 years, to open up and allow cash to make its way into the stock market, causing even greater distortions across the spectrum of asset classes. We have covered right here, and it's the title of multiple videos of mine, where we would see a greater distortions occur in the market. But what does this all come down to? Okay, look, here's another. According to Market Watch, here's a headline. U.S. industrial production pickup in May is the sharpest in 10 months. I want all of you to look at a chart of U.S. industrial production and factory activity. It is in a steep decline. In fact, that's what I wrote. Fake news, U.S. industrial production, factory activity, and steep decline. But you see, this is a deception. It's the same part of the same thing. Like the people that are telling you who to hate, they're also, you know, this is part of the scheme too. It's all a lie. It's all a deception. And they're telling you, they're dictating your lives to you. I want you to be very mindful of that. Here, stocks nudge upward on weaker. Stocks nudged upward by weaker than forecast retail sales report and consumer spending. Does that make sense to you? Okay, there are some that see the stock market at a record high and they believe, well, hold on a minute. The economy must be booming. We're doing fantastic, right? No, it's hyper debt that has created the illusion. Everything is an illusion right now. We would not be where we are, right? And we're not going to be. We are going to get a meltdown in that debt market. They're hyperinflating it now because this is the end game. What they want to do, let me explain this to you. in maybe another way. You and I understand the gravity of this. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here. Okay. I'm nobody special. I'm just the daddy of this whole thing here. But all of us here, this is our thing. And we are making a difference. I know that in the world we're getting through. And that's all that matters to me. We need to come together. We need to unite because what they want. And they want pandemonium. And pandemonium is going to inflict. I mean, absolute anarchy and chaos around the world. They're pushing people as hard as they can to create a collapse of society on every level. On every level. Who controls, again, the economy, which drives how society is thriving or not thriving? Of course, we're seeing this extreme situation develop. Haves and have-nots here. The people in the middle are being systematically wiped out, and they're getting fed up. And because of that, there's going to be more hatred, more death, more suffering, more people telling you who to hate, whose fault it is. Again, the deception is. Don't pay attention to what central banks are doing. Look at what this group of people is doing because they're the enemy. Anyone that's telling you that, that is not pointing their fingers directly at the Federal Reserve, is an agent of evil, in my opinion here. They're telling you a lie. Some people believe that. You know, I can just go on and on about this, man. Anyway, I was just writing some stuff down here. Live. This is the end game. And this hyperinflated debt bubble is the greatest threat to human life on this planet. Again, hyper debt, population rising in tandem. Debt bubble pops, and it's they're hyperinflating it because they know it's going to burst. And this is why central banks are holding gold, why central banks around the world are hoarding it. It's not for tradition because they understand that wealth is going to move from one set of assets into another. But all the gold in the world ain't going to save your life. I'm going to tell you that right now. It may increase your wealth here, but we need to come together. We need to unite. We need to have each other's backs all the time because when this comes down, when the debt bubble bursts and the population starts to die off, we're going to see, first of all, let me explain this to you. We're going to witness a lockup of the financial system. I've been warning about this, well, since the meltdown of 2008, because that was the real problem. It wasn't that the stock market was melting down. It wasn't the financial crisis. What it was is the financial system itself was locking the flow of credit. Notice the word credit, because that's what they tell you. It's the flow of debt was stopping. Cash, central bank issued notes are units of debt. All of it stops. When that happens, again, this is what they're pushing us towards. Nothing is going to work. Your debit cards aren't going to work. The bank, the money, the cash that you believe is in your bank, it's gone. All of it. You can't get it out. Debit cards don't work. Credit cards don't work. Nothing works. That's where we're going here. An absolute pandemonium is going to break out. And all those paper millionaires or even multimillionaires, oh, look at my 401k. I'm so happy. The economy must be doing great. Zero. Okay, those don't. It doesn't exist. It's not real. It's not on the elemental chart. Don't you understand that? And all that cash that you believe is yours, it's not even yours. You work for the privilege to borrow that from an issuing central bank. You borrow it. You've never really been paid because if you were being paid, you'd have gold and silver in your account. No, you've never been paid. All you've gotten is debt notes. But we have to pay tax on that debt note, on those debt notes. Tax. Which is created out of nothing by the central banks. This is their power to issue debt in it. They're hyperinflating it by design here. That we're being brought to our knees, people. I told you this a million times. They're bringing us to our knees. They're going to make us beg for a new system. Their system, okay? That's why they're creating dependency on the system right now. Okay, more dependency, the easier it is for them to transition into the new system, the new tokenized system. You know that's coming. I told you already. I wrote a whole paper about it. I've written articles about it. I've done videos about the new tokenized system. Look it up. Things pop into my head. Let me tell you how Greg Mannarino operates. When things pop into my head, I write them down. Here's one. Serve your masters. This is what they want. Again, they want violent protests around the world here. What we witnessed, the whole insurrection, supposedly, they went after the wrong building. That just shows you how distracted people are. It's the Federal Reserve who is the root cause of everything that we're seeing right now. But remember, be distracted. Hate these people. And these people are really bad for whatever reason that they make up because they have to create hatred and discord to create more war. to create anxiety and stress. But it's the Fed. So those people, they were all, it was a psyop. Okay. They went after the wrong building. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Should have been the Federal Reserve. If it were the Federal Reserve, everyone would have been machine gunned down. I'm telling you that right now. Again, they are world power. The Federal Reserve, central banks collectively are the government. The rest of it is just a shit show on a grand scale. Anyway, look. Look what I wrote. We must unite. We must unite. If we don't, we're done. And we can't. Because, again, people have been indoctrinated into this new government religion. Again, you know, people today, again, have been duped into believing that politics and maybe people who are involved here are messengers or something or other. And all they're doing is, again, the whole thing is about hatred. It's about division. It's not about coming together. It's not about pointing to our enemy who they really are. Okay. Government has become the new religion. People talk more about Donald Trump and Joe Biden than they do about God. So that alone should tell you something, okay? People are falling through the biggest trapdoor that's ever been set, and this is why society is in this state of affairs that it is. This is why we are all going down. This is why those who are seeking to distract us can do what they're doing, because they have you focused on other things that are completely false. You understand? Let me see what else I was writing down here, people. It's just so crazy. I was writing about the credit freeze. The whole system is going to shut down. And there's going to be absolute pandemonium on the streets. The system is being constructed. A breakdown. The people are going to become unhinged. I'm just reading stuff I was thinking about earlier today. A full-on collapse. And again, the faster the economy comes apart, the higher the stock market's going to go. You need more proof? What about today? I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up. What else did I write here? Oh, you know, something just real quick. I want you to be very careful. And this goes out especially to my lions out here. There is so much hype right now with regard to artificial intelligence, AI. Don't get caught up in that. I believe that artificially suppressed rates is going to be a driver here for the tech sector. But there's going to be a price to pay for this. And again, being long the market, it's the right spot to be in right now. I know, again, all this person telling you about the collapse tomorrow, and this passage in this book tells you the collapse is, you know, next week at 7 p.m. or whatever it is, 6:66 p.m. I have no idea. They just ignore that stuff, okay? They're not understanding the situation. The illusion of the market will be maintained. I don't believe we're going to see, again, earlier I alluded to my first video with regard to the banking system. It's so bad right now, but you're not allowed to know what's happening here. It's going to be hidden from you until after the selection. Mark my words, I don't think it's going to happen before that. We could, you know, I do believe we're going to see, of course, we are, you know, this whole freak show operates from crisis to crisis to crisis. And that's just the way it is. And understanding that allows you and I to get through it in the best possible way. You understand? That's what they're going to do. More crisis, more everything. This thing is coming apart. I really don't know another way to put this. And it's coming apart faster. And you're going to be told how fantastic everything is. You're going to be told fake news like manufacturing is doing great and factory activity. Meanwhile, here in the United States, our trade deficit is hyperballooning like we've never seen. Well, that's because we're making stuff and we're exporting it. How about no? We've become an import nation. So this is just absolutely fake. When you see a headline like that, you realize that you're being lied to on a grand scale. But anyway, that's really the thing, people. Look, the setup here is very, very simple. We are in the end game, and you can tell because they're hyperinflating the debt, and they're going to keep this going until, again, they're ready to pull the plug, until there's enough dependency, enough hatred, enough division. And then when they pull the plug, they're going to have each of us, not you and me, they're going to have people at each other's throats here in the literal sense. There's going to be a scarcity of resources. These are why you need, again, look, I'm not the right guy to talk to when it comes to like preparing, at least knowing how to grow things. When I try to grow something, I end up killing it. That's really the truth. I used to have a green thumb when I was a kid. Seem to have lost that, unfortunately, as I've gotten older, unfortunately. But, you know, look, instead of thinking about how we're going to kill each other, We have to think about how we're going to come together. And it's this task is daunting on an unbelievable scale, because the mainstream media, there's no real news anymore. Okay. It's this news agency telling you why you have to love or hate this person. It's this news agency telling you why you have to love or hate this person. It's become a religion. And that is a very, very dangerous thing. We've already been warned that God is jealous. And maybe some of you will look back on your own life and think about why you are not prospering right now. The answer is obvious, at least to me. Anyway, so that's kind of where we are, people. They want violent protests, and they're going to get it around the world. They're going to get it by having a meltdown of the financial system. That's the backbone of this thing, okay? They're going to bring it down, and they're hyperinflating the debt to bring about this event that's going to shut down the world and put people at each other. Doesn't this sound almost biblical to you? yeah. Anyway, this is what they're going for. And unfortunately, people are going to fall through that trapdoor too. People generally tend to fall through the trapdoors that are set for them. If you can look through this all and you can see things for what they are, and people for who they are, those that are misleading you, those that are telling you who to love and who to hate and why. Okay. They can't have you. We're not allowed to love each other. You understand that? We have to hate each other. And that's how they control your mind. Okay. And they make you afraid. You got news agencies that go out of their way to focus on something to make you afraid of it. And once you're afraid of something, you could become paralyzed. Me and you, we know who our enemy is. We know what they want from us and what they're extorting from us. And that gives us enormous power. So we take action, not only from a financial standpoint. What do I leave you off with every Friday? Love each other. Care about each other, be charitable. Again, imagine a world where we really did these three things. People don't do it, though. You know what I'm talking about. It's unfortunate. All right, people, look, I got some news for you. Tomorrow, the market is closed. I will not be doing a video tomorrow. When the market's closed, I'm not out here, all right? But I want you to ponder the things that we've spoken about here. Are you seeing what I'm seeing here with regard to everything? Are we on the same page? I'd be willing to bet that most of you out here, I would hope that is all of you here, are seeing what I'm seeing here, because it's just too in our face. And we're taking action against it, not just from a financial standpoint, okay? Being on the right side of this, owning commodities here, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, any exposure, crude oil, staying long the market, that's all well and good. All well and good and beautiful. But if we don't come together, if we don't learn to love each other, to care about each other, no matter what else, we're just done. We are all literally done. And I want you to think about that tomorrow, okay? This guy here, and I mean this with all I got, people, I love all of you from the heart. And I mean that with all I got. I want to thank you for being here, for your friendship, and your love and your support. We got this. We got this from every freaking angle. And I love that. And I love being the daddy. I really kind of do. All right, I will see all of you again tomorrow. The market's closed here for this Juneteenth thing. And that would be obviously Wednesday. I'm going drag racing. At least I hope so, if the weather does participate and lets me go racing. If I do, I'm going to post the videos on Instagram. Link in description of this video. So if you miss me a little bit, follow my Instagram, because I will post some racing videos there. All right, people. I don't know what else to say other than I really honestly, with all my heart, love all of you. Let's come together, man. Let's come together. It's just what we need to do. All right. We need to unite, not hate each other. All right. I'll see you.